Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, October 31st, 2018. Happy Halloween. The Berlin government parties SPD, Greens, and Left are committed to abolishing some Hartz IV sanctions. In their view, young people under the age of 25 and families with children should not have their benefits cut. The parliamentary groups are therefore calling on their state government in a motion in the House of Representatives to launch a corresponding Bundesrat initiative. If the parties are to have their way, job centers will no longer be allowed to cut housing subsidies in the future. According to Green Member of Parliament Stefan Ziller, in response to the motion, the sanctions or penalties are one reason why people lose their homes, adding that, in view of the current situation in the Berlin housing market, this is, quote, completely disproportionate. Only the federal government can change the Hartz IV laws. The penalty regulations have been in force since 2007. Since then, Hartz IV job centers have been able to reduce the basic amount or the benefits of recipients. For example, if they do not appear at appointments, refuse a job, or conceal additional income. According to law, young Hartz IV recipients may be punished even harder than the older ones. Hartz IV benefits can be completely deleted for them if they do not appear at an appointment twice, including a potential reduction in rent subsidies. According to the Federal Employment Agency, a total of 143,601 penalties were imposed in Berlin in 2017. 31,389 of these sanctions were directed against young people. At 23.1%, benefits were cut on average by 102 euros. In June, two motions by the Green and Left parliamentary groups in the Bundestag to completely abolish the sanctions had failed. In August, SPD's Andrea Nahles also fueled the discussion with her demand to abolish sanctions against young people. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller of the SPD, had also supported Nahles and called for a review of the benefits penalties. In addition, Müller is pleading for a solidary basic income. According to his ideas, the long-term unemployed could take over activities that are subject to compulsory insurance for an indefinite period of time in the nonprofit municipal sector and receive a wage for this, from which they could also live. As part of a possible pilot project in Berlin, they are to be paid according to collective wage or the state minimum wage. Those who travel by bus and train in Berlin without a ticket are increasingly alone, as the number of fare evaders, or Schwarzfahrer, this year has fallen to its lowest level in 10 years. According to statistics, 3.14% of BVG passengers did not have a valid ticket between January and September, compared with 2.59% for the S-Bahn. The amount of checks has once again increased significantly compared with 2017. More than 7 million people were checked on underground trains, buses, and trams, compared with around 5 million in the previous year. For the S-Bahn, the number of checks rose from 9.1 to 10.4 million people. In recent years, the fare evasion rate at BVG has often been well over 4%, sometimes even 6 or 8. The 5% mark was exceeded several times in case of the S-Bahn. However, the yield from the millions of checks is rather low because only a part of the fare evaders caught can be successfully charged. According to State Secretary of Justice Martina Gellach, in 60% of the cases, the increased transport fee for the S-Bahn was not paid. However, if the pressure on defaulting payers is increased, the State of Berlin will ultimately have to increase its payments. This is because anyone serving a time in prison is inevitably in the pockets of the taxpayer. A prisoner incurs costs of 150 euros and 48 cents per day of imprisonment. These costs add up. According to the Senate Administration of Justice, 65 men and women served such a sentence at the beginning of October because they could not or did not want to pay their fines. The Berlin Left and also the Greens have therefore long demanded that fare evasion be decriminalized and instead only treated as an administrative offense, comparable to a parking ticket. RBB reports the fact that fare evasion rates are much lower today than they were at times when less control was exercised may be due, for example, to the fact that unemployment rate is lower and therefore fewer Berliners are dependent on fare evasion. The Senate, on the other hand, attributes the declining figures above all to increased controls. The higher control density, it is said, has a deterrent character and corresponds to the ever-growing number of passengers. The BVLG alone has more than 1 billion passengers per year. The election of right-wing populist, ex-military, and homophobic Jair Bolsonaro as president of Brazil is also affecting Germany. The Berlin-based Magnus Hirschfeld Foundation has terminated its business account with Deutsche Bank over it. The reason for this is a tweet from a Deutsche Bank investment strategist who had written about Bolsonaro in the run-up to the election in Brazil, that the market, quote, seems to have already found its ideal candidate. The strategist also wrote that the neoliberal Bolsonaro had promised that if he won the election, he would also sell state-owned companies in order to restructure the budget, and that the stock market acknowledged its recent survey high with a plus of 5%. For the foundation, which is committed to combating discrimination against lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transsexuals, this news is unacceptable. It does not want to have an account with a bank that uncritically reduces right-wing radical presidents to possible market successes in its media work and thus plays them down. According to board member Jörg Litvinschuh, Deutsche Bank should not have left the term, quote, desirable candidate, uncommented. Deutsche Bank told the Berliner Zeitung in response to an inquiry that the tweet was expressly a factual description and not an appreciation of the content of President Bolsonaro's political program. According to a company spokesperson, quote, the Deutsche Bank did not want to take sides here under any circumstances. If a false impression was created, we're sorry. Foundation Director Litvinschuh told the newspaper that the termination of the account was not a short-term decision. His organization had been dissatisfied with Deutsche Bank's political work and orientation for some time. On Tuesday, the Berlin Senate adopted a resolution to abolish the 1 euro and 50 cent surcharge for credit card payments in the approximately 8,000 Berlin taxis. This implements an EU directive that has been in force since January, according to which goods and services may not be more expensive if they are paid for with a card. It will take until mid-November for the ordinance to pass and to come into force. Since May of 2015, Berlin taxis have been obliged to accept credit cards. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.